from the beginning, year 7 and 8 was pretty good. I enjoyed it. I was getting good grades with it being in Beverley. And then as soon as I moved abroad and then came back to Hull, my grades started going down. I was away for about a year and a half. I do enjoy school. I enjoyed it a lot through seeing like friends. But then sometimes I found it hard, like sitting in the classroom concentrating on one thing. But if I got it, I could go for ages and do what I need to do. But sometimes I started struggling. But it's basically just other people, like if they was talking, it'd distract you. And then I went back abroad, so I didn't sit my GCSEs. Basically, it's when I go into a job centre to sign on, and I look at all these jobs that are saying that you need this qualification or that qualification for it. And then I wish I'd obviously listened when I was back at school. When you do think about it, it's what, 15 years out of your life to knuckle down and to learn what you need to learn to live life like in the future, obviously to earn a lot more money. Like my parents used to say, the school's the best part, obviously of your childhood. I've been struggling quite a lot. It's mainly temporary jobs. I've tried looking for permanent jobs, but like they say, when you go to university and you try and get all the grades and you work really hard and you come out and it's real hard to find a job, it's just basically a bit like that when you don't do your GCSEs. I got 2 children. It makes me upset that I can't provide for them. Obviously, we are managing to cope as it is with keeping them happy, because she's probably the happiest child you can know. I'd love to be able to spoil her in a way, take her places, do stuff as a family. I'd love to do apprenticeships again, but it's a lot harder because with it being money-wise, like with it starting from the beginning, and because I've got 2 children to provide for, it'd be a lot easier to get a job than it would be to go for apprenticeship and start from like real low wage and to work my way up. But if I didn't have no children, I reckon it'd be number one choice to go for apprenticeships.